This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Hurricane Dorian moving close to North Carolina now. It could actually make landfall somewhere along the North Carolina coast soon, but it's also weakened. Here's National Hurricane Specialist Stacy Stewart.
Dorian has weakened this morning, likely due to drawing in some dry air on the east side of the storm. That's weakened the thunderstorm activity in the eastern eyewall. And we have radar and reconnaissance data that suggests the system has weakened. Maximum sustained winds now 90 miles per hour. Still a significant high-end Category 1 hurricane. Still capable of lots of damage, trees, power lines. And
the Labor Department's August jobs report is another possible sign that the U.S. economy may be slowing. The jobs report for August showing 130,000 new jobs created when analysts were expecting to see at least 160,000. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Former Starbucks CEO Howard Schultz says he won't be running for president after all next year. Schultz saying on his website today that his belief in the need to reform the two-party system hasn't wavered, but that an independent campaign is not how he can best serve the country at this time. The New York City Fire Department will add 22 more names this afternoon to their memorial for first responders who died of 9/11 related illnesses. They all passed away just over the last year. The list includes 3 firefighters, 2 captains, 2 lieutenants, 1 chief, a pair of EMTs, 1 paramedic, and 1 doctor. The House Judiciary Committee is to be in El Paso shortly for a hearing related to domestic terrorism. Local U.S. Representative Veronica Escobar and Committee Chair Jerry Nadler to preside over a hearing focused on the relationship between anti-immigrant rhetoric and domestic terrorism. And this is USA Radio News.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
They're still trying to sort out what happened yesterday, but a Mississippi sheriff's deputy is in critical condition as investigators try to piece together the events that led to his shooting. They say it began as a domestic dispute call in Canton, Mississippi. It included a hostage situation, then a high-speed chase, and a shootout. The deputy was shot in the head. Another deputy was injured. The suspect was wounded. Iran could be moving towards possible negotiations with the U.S. That's according to Defense Secretary Mark Esper, who told a think tank in London just hours ago that it seems that in some ways the Islamic Republic is inching towards a place where talks could be held. The two countries have been seemingly moving further away from diplomacy since President Trump pulled the U.S. out of the multilateral nuclear agreement with Iran. Esper also saying that Europe needs to counter threats posed by Russia.
There is an article that says you have to live up to your commitments and provide capabilities. And when only 8 of 29 countries are presently meeting 2%, and by the way, to me, 2% should not be the goal. That should be the floor. I mean, our defense budget should reflect the challenges and threats we face. And I would argue the challenges and threats we face are much greater than 2%.
And last night's first game of the NFL season saw the Packers beat the Bears 10-3. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This message is sponsored by AmeriGlide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call AmeriGlide and learn how an easy-to-install stairlift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple 2-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stairlift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us. Just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour. It is time for the senior editor of the stream, stream.com. Where you want to go. John Zemarek is with us right now. Dr. John, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good, thanks. How you doing, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I like your column, Can't We All Just Get Along? It kind of reminds me of the days of Rodney King. I remember when he put that out and made that statement, and it was one of those statements. I said, okay, God, why can't we all just get along? And it was like there was no hesitation whatsoever. It was just a real quick reminder that good and evil can't coexist.
Right. And unfortunately, in our modern political life, the left is trying to cast the entire Republican Party and everyone who supports Donald Trump as just evil, as basically indistinguishable from mass shooters who target synagogues. They're trying to smush everybody right of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is essentially a white supremacist. It is just that simplistic and that ugly and that bullying. It's moral bullying what's going on. And I decided to highlight this in my column by pointing out a moment that the media tried to make really significant. Do you remember the 6th or 7th funeral they had for John McCain? The last one where they put him in the pyramid with 50 slaves to serve him in the afterlife?
I think I missed that one.
The last one. The one the media made a big deal out of. McCain family specifically disinvited Trump, and all these Republicans showed up. These establishment Republicans showed up, and the media tried to make it look like, you see, this is what America could have been like if you guys just hadn't nominated Donald Trump. If you had just nominated a normal Republican like Mitt Romney or Marco Rubio, we wouldn't have all this ugliness in our political life. And you even had a moment with George W. Bush smirking like a monkey, holding hands with Michelle Obama and cuddling. And that was meant to show, you see, it's all on Donald Trump and those horrible deplorables who are behind him. They're the ones who ruin the bipartisan warmth and goodness and civic-mindedness of America. Well, less than a week later, those same Democrats who are so big on bipartisanship were trying to destroy the life of Brett Kavanaugh. Brett Kavanaugh, who was a lifelong friend and protege of the Bush family. They were falsely accusing him of not just raping one person, Catherine Blasey Ford, but of running a teenage rape gang that preyed on the girls of the Washington, D.C. area. And what did George W. Bush do to defend his old friend and protege, Brett Kavanaugh? Absolutely nothing. Just as he did absolutely nothing to protect the Christians of Iraq from being ethnically cleansed while he was commander-in-chief and our troops were everywhere. That what shows you what the establishment Republicans, the never Trump Republicans, what they're really like. They are the Washington generals whose job it was to lose to the Harlem Globetrotters gracefully and make the Globetrotters look good.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and look at what they've done in the state of California, John. They're doing so well there that it's become a one-party state. It is being overtaken by rats and fleas, and now they're saying medieval diseases, something that we've been warning about for the last month or so, that we're into a perfect storm here, because you've got human feces and homelessness at all-time levels. You know, these rats running around. We've got illegal immigrants coming into the country with God only knows what kind of diseases, because they haven't
been
properly vetted.
By sanctuary cities, yeah. I mean,
exactly.
They have got a new slogan. Vote for the Democrats, get bubonic plague.
Well, so, the medieval diseases, the L.A. Times is saying is coming back. And
yeah.
And so when I first said that, they go, Bill, you're kind of jumping the shark here a little bit, aren't you? And I said, not at all. I really firmly believe that if there was ever a perfect storm for this, because on top of that, you have all these modern day kids that say, oh, well, I don't need to inoculate my kids anymore. Well,
right.
Even the scientists have said, hey, it's a low number. You can get away with it. But the kind of numbers that we're talking about right now and the infusion of these diseases that have been all but eradicated, including measles recently, have now risen their heads once again.
Yeah, well, ideas have consequences. So in my column at stream.org, I say, well, how would we? Let's say we renounced Donald Trump. Let's say we renounced his divisive rhetoric. What kind of compromise would the Democrats be willing to sign on for? Because the Democrats have jumped so far left. From the moment Donald Trump won the presidency, they threw off the mask. And I go through a few issues. I say, what if we were to say, we'll agree to the immigration policies of Senator Harry Reid and those that Chuck Schumer supported like 3 or 4 years ago? That involved enhancing border security in return for granting amnesty to the DACA kids and the Dreamers. Nope. That's now a white supremacist talking point. Now, if you say what Harry Reid said 5, 6 years ago, you're effectively a Klansman. Now the Democrats insist we abolish ICE and decriminalize illegal entrance into America and offer free, you know, Medicaid and sex change operations and free schooling and public school tuition to every illegal immigrant. And if you don't, you're a secret skinhead. In fact, we have to admit, as the New York Times is claiming, that America was really founded in 1619 with the introduction of slavery. And the whole country and its constitution are nothing but a fig leaf for white supremacy. So where's the room for compromise there?
Well, it's almost like the Jews negotiating with the Palestinians. There's no room for negotiation here.
No,
but go ahead.
They want unconditional surrender followed by war crimes trials. What about abortion? It used to be that even Democrats voted to outlaw partial birth abortion and third trimester abortion. Now, you know, Ralph Northam in Virginia supports infanticide. And if you don't support that, you're humanizing the fetus, as I've seen Democrats complain. Well, what about this? What about we surrender? We give up most of the ground on the transgender nonsense. We say you can be whatever sex you decide to be on that given day, and you get to use whatever bathroom, play in whatever sports team, whatever you want. But just one thing: could we please just not have convicted sex offenders as part of the drag queen story hours at public libraries, where little kids are encouraged to roll around between the fake boobs of drag queens? Is that too much to ask? Well, it is. The Blaze just reported that in Kansas, they tried to just moderate the drag queen story hours reading to toddlers by saying, we're going to do a background check, and past sex offenders won't be allowed to do that. Well, the library won't agree to it. The library won't agree to keeping out people who committed rape, aggravated sexual assault, aggravated sodomy, solicitation of prostitution, or lewd and lascivious conduct. So that's where the left is. Now, is that Donald Trump's fault? Would the left have been much more moderate if John Kasich had been elected president? This is clearly what the left has wanted all along. And the election of Donald Trump has given them an excuse to leave their pants down and show their jewels to the world. This is what the left wants. Open borders, sex offenders in drag reading stories. younger kids, infanticide of newborn babies. That is the Democratic Party. Take it or leave it.
Along with the sale of baby parts.
Right.
You know, John, this, you're exactly right. As disgusting as it all sounds. We've got more from Dr. John's America after this.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This report is brought to you by the Satellite Broadcasting and Communications Association. This year, Congress has the opportunity to put an end to blackouts and rising TV costs, but we need your help. The Satellite Act, also known as Stellar, is a vital piece of legislation, ensuring that rural Americans, RV and camping enthusiasts, tailgaters, and long-haul truckers can watch broadcast network programming even in a remote location. Stellar also keeps pay TV bills in check for all Americans by requiring that TV broadcasters, satellite carriers, and cable companies all negotiate in good faith. However, if Congress fails to act before the end of the year, rural Americans, RVers, truckers, and campers will lose access to network programming, and there will be no mechanism in place to stop broadcasters from raising fees even higher, meaning everyday Americans will pay even more for the TV shows they already enjoy. Congress can act now, but we need your help. Call your member of Congress today and tell them to reauthorize Stellar and modernize our TV rules. For more, visit StrongerWithSatellite.com/Stellar. That's S-T-E-L-A-R.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird!
It's a plane! It's
Bill Martinez, live.
As promised, we're back with you. Bill Martinez, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Dr. John Zemerich, senior editor of The Stream. Go to thestream.org for all the information. John, just to kind of wrap up this situation here in terms of trying to find common ground in today's America, and to hear you, you know, kind of summarize what's going on here, it's like the Democrats want everybody, you know, they're going into their demise, and they want everybody to queue up and follow their lead. And they're upset that at least 63 million Americans who voted for Donald Trump says, uh-uh, we're not queuing up, we're not in your line. If that's where you want to go, happy trails.
Well, that's why they're trying to create a moral panic about it. They're trying to make it seem like we're under Nazi occupation, and if you don't agree, you're one of the Nazis. And I've got another piece at stream.org. To stop Christian deplorables, a new coalition of Christian insufferables speaks out. There's an open letter that's been put out by a bunch of theologians, liberal progressive theologians. It's called An Open Letter Against the New Nationalism, and it appeared in the left-wing Catholic magazine Commonweal. And what they are saying is that supporters of nationalism, supporters of strong borders, supporters of Donald Trump are the moral equivalent of pastors who allied with the Nazis in the 1930s. They're actually saying that.
It's amazing that they're, and the thing is, Johnny, if you look into it a little bit further, you know, these same liberal institutions, religious institutions, they are the ones that Barna and other studies indicate that they are the ones whose flock is going out the door. They're not agreeing with this insidious perspective that they have. And, of course, it gives the impression that all religious institutions are taking a hit right now. But when you extract those specific institutions, the church is alive and well and growing.
Well, the sad thing is my own Catholic church is one of these liberal institutions. It has just become, especially at its upper ranks, among the bishops and many of the clergy, it is a mainline Protestant denomination in all but name. 40% of native-born American Catholics leave the church. 40% leave and never come back. And yet, the number of Catholics is staying even. How is that happening? 100% by stealing sheep from Latin America. And that is the main reason our bishops want to want open borders and are helping immigrants break the law and come into the country. The next big reason, 40% of the bishop's budget, 40% in 2018, came from federal contracts, most of which is serving immigrants. So the Catholic bishops are covering up the complete implosion of the Catholic Church in America, the abandonment of the church by 40% of the people raised in it. They're just replacing them with immigrants who stay for years and then they leave too. And the fact, the people who are cutting off donations because we're sick of paying settlements for pedophiles, that's being covered up too. We can't influence the bishops by closing our checkbooks because much of their money is coming from the federal government. That's why the bishops are obsessed with open borders and saying very little about abortion. If the bishops got a bounty for every child saved from abortion, maybe they would be as loud on abortion as they are on immigration, where the Catholic Church doesn't even teach open borders. It's the opposite of what's in the catechism. They are 100% just pimping to fill their pews and fill their pockets. It's like the Catholic bishops have as much moral authority to speak on immigration as Halliburton had to speak about the Iraq War. They profit from it. They should shut up.
John, I can tell you, the Catholic Church that I attend and the diocese that I'm in Southern Florida, they're antithetical to that, unless I'm missing something, because the bishop is there in Florida has been very outspoken about abortion. In fact, I was invited to go and show the movie, the Gosnell movie, at several Catholic churches.
I'm very glad to hear about exceptions. You know,
and they are supporting it. I hear what you're saying, but I am doing everything I can from my end and any influence that I have to push them in the direction. I talked to one bishop and I said, look, at some point you have to trust God on this deal. And of course, I'm just saying this as a Catholic. I was born and raised. I love the church. I love what it stands for and what it has represented. I mean, the pedophilia and what has gone on. The church has to throw itself on the mercy of the people, I believe. And and the bishop says, you may call me a heretic, but I just really sincerely believe that you have to trust God enough to be able to go to the people and say, hey, look, at whatever it takes. You know,
what it would really take? Do you know what would fix it? If the Department of Justice opened through the RICO investigation into the Catholic bishops shuffling pedophiles from one diocese to another, which they did, as a legitimate cause for a RICO case because it crosses state lines, that would immediately make the church and its agencies ineligible for federal grants. And all of a sudden, the bishops would be 100% dependent on the laity and the money we actually chose to give them. And all of a sudden, they would start to listen to us. So I'm encouraging President Trump and Attorney General Bill Barr. Catholics would be grateful if you investigated these bishops. We would suddenly gain some control over this crazy bureaucracy that is driving the school bus off a cliff.
And, of course, we've got that pending issue right now that has been going on with he was the number three man, or, you know, cardinal with the Vatican. And he's in jail right now. And they look like they were trying to negotiate some sort of compromise. But they're saying, no, not at all. He remains in jail.
Cardinal Pell in Australia?
Exactly.
Oh, well, he is probably innocent. It looks like he was railroaded. I mean, he's like one of the bishops who should not be in prison. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
You should read George Weigel. He wrote a great piece at First Thing showing it's virtually impossible that Cardinal Pell did the things they said he did. They said that after Mass, in a crowded sacristy, after Mass, in his vestments, he molested two kids. Now, that is virtually impossible. One of the supposed victims denied it ever happened, and there are no witnesses, and there is no physical evidence. But one thing I can tell you, Cardinal Pell was the guy digging up the connections between the mafia and the Vatican Bank. And he was starting to name names, and he was starting to try to prosecute people. He was turning over evidence of the massive corruption at the Vatican Bank. I'll give you one example. Cardinal McCarrick, who really did molest children, and who had never been punished for it, is now just living in a monastery, kept away from reporters.
Didn't he get defrocked, though, John?
He got defrocked, but he's never been punished by the government, by the state.
Exactly, right.
You know?
Right.
He was asked by Pope Francis to take $20 million from the Papal Foundation to cover the debts of a corrupt Italian hospital. And he did it. He took the money. One reason the church is not kicking him out on the street, but is giving him a comfortable retirement, after molesting a young man who he had baptized as a baby, the church is giving him a comfortable retirement and keeping him away from reporters because he knows where that money went. He could testify who knew where it was going, and he could also testify as to who knew that he was a serial sex predator and did nothing about it inside the church. So the corruption inside the upper levels of the Catholic Church, I'm afraid we're just beginning to scratch the surface, and it's going to be a long, ugly 20 years because nobody wants to admit the truth. It's very sad for me as a Catholic.
Well, I'm right with you on that, John. And, true healing cannot begin until we're really courageously prepared to go after and open up this infected boil. And it's probably more than that. But we've got to get down to the base of it. You know, what always gives me comfort in all this is that I know that it's God's church. This is an institution that he established. And when God says enough is enough, and this is starting to be the case where there is more and more exposure taking place, and it can't be soon enough, I believe, for Catholics like you and I and other would-be faithful.
The sad thing is that immigrants are being used as a screen for all this. Cardinal Mahoney of Los Angeles, who had to pay tens of millions of dollars in sex abuse settlements, he was shuffling predators all around. He was probably guilty of perjury. He belongs in prison, I think.
Dr. John Zemarek from the Stream. Stream.org is where you want to go. John, thank you so much as always.
Thank
God bless.
You,
you've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. field. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Hurricane Dorian moving close to North Carolina now. It could actually make landfall somewhere along the North Carolina coast soon, but it's also weakened. Here's National Hurricane Specialist Stacy Stewart.
Dorian has weakened this morning, likely due to drawing in some dry air on the east side of the storm. That's weakened the thunderstorm activity in the eastern eye wall. And we have radar and reconnaissance data that suggests the system has weakened. Maximum sustained winds now 90 miles per hour. Still a significant high-end Category 1 hurricane. Still capable of lots of damage, trees, power lines.
The Labor Department's August jobs report is another possible sign that the U.S. economy may be slowing. The jobs report for August showing 130,000 new jobs created when analysts were expecting to see at least 160,000. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't worry. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Oh, it's the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. It's also where you can go and download that incredible interview with Ryan Lovelace that we had earlier, in case you missed it, and you can share it with your friends and neighbors. Great new book that just got released this week, Search and Destroy, Inside the Campaign Against Brett Kavanaugh. Of course, the link to the book will be at our website as well, so you can access it and get your hands on this book. Boy, I'll tell you, this is really powerful if you're interested in knowing the information. I mean, we got hit with a whirlwind. I mean, it was a hurricane. As I mentioned in the discussion with Ryan, you know, with the Kavanaugh hearings, and, you know, it was amazing how we got overrun. And as I said, the word for the day is impunity. I mean, I don't care, you know, Christine Blasey Ford, Diane Katz, Diane Feinstein. I mean, just go down the list of people that just got away with it, turned everything upside down. And where's the justice? Where's the final decision on this? I mean, did Brett Kavanaugh actually sexually assault Blasey Ford, or was just a bunch of innuendo that clouded his nomination? How fair is that? And if this can happen, I mean, this has repeated itself, you know, because we had it with Justice Thomas, now with Kavanaugh. What's going to happen the next time around? You know, and here this thing was so rigged and set up. It was absolutely disgusting what happened with Brett Kavanaugh. So, again, his book available all the usual places, Search and Destroy. And we're joining now live on his radio show, as we are live here, the Cajun Crusher himself, Jeff Cruer. Jeff, you know, Rush Limbaugh asked me, he goes, hey, how come you don't go live on my show? I said, because you're not live, same time with me. And, you know, and plus I've got, you know, Louisiana's favorite son. So, no time for you.
Well, hey, I appreciate that. I'm honored. Always enjoy being with you, Bill.
Hey, it's good fun here. We're just talking about Ryan Lovelace's new book, Search and Destroy. I don't know if you had a chance to talk with him yet, But
I'm
wow.
looking forward to having him on, yeah.
The research on it and his perspective, you know, as a legal analyst, he brings to the conversation an additional depth of research and perspective that, you know, Molly Hemingway and Carrie Severino gave us with a previous book on Justice Kavanaugh, Justice on Trial. Wow, you're going to love the conversation with him. It's brilliant. And, you know, for those people that really want to know the facts, because what's happening is here they came in like a hurricane, I said, and turned the world upside down. And, you know, Dianne Feinstein, no culpability. Katz, no culpability. And we just saw in a video the other day and right. realized, that, which Ryan had recorded, that we realized that, hey, this was a political hit job.
Well, it was. And, yeah. and all these accusations were ridiculous. I mean, from high school, I mean,
you know,
college.
These gang rape, you know, deals, you know, from this guy.
And,
is like
a man who had been such a great judge and a great family man. I mean, they attempted to ruin his reputation. And it was absolutely horrible. It brought back the bad memories, Bill, of what they did to Robert Bork and Clarence mm-hmm. Thomas. But it was
exactly.
even worse.
Yes. Yeah, and this is where we are today in today's body politic right now, Jeff. And we were talking earlier with Trevor Loudon as well that this is really a life and death issue the way the Marxist Communist Democrats are seeing this right now. I mean, they are all in. They're up to their full Monty on this, that if, you know, they just cannot afford a loss, because if they lose in 2020, I mean, the Democratic Party is totally disassembled at this point.
President Trump will be able to add on to what he's accomplished in the first term and really bring down the destruction of the Democrat Party in the deep state. So mm-hmm. they're, as you say, they're going to do everything they can to make sure that doesn't happen. And I'm going to be interested in this 2020 election like no other election ever.
Exactly.
Fascinating, Bill.
Well, we got to watch all the cheating, all the card shifting. The forget about it. There's not going to be thumbs on the scale. There's body parts on the scales.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They're so in on this deal. So we have to be really vigilant and really American loving well, patriots have got to be all in and vigilant about this and realize that this is a fight. I mean, the way they're looking at this, Jeff, it is so pernicious and so dangerous. I mean, it is a life and death issue, and conservatives have got to match up the intensity, or they're going to get overwhelmed and say, you know, after election night 2020, you know, what happened?
Well, and two states that I think are going to be very key that surround us here in Louisiana, to our west, of course, Texas, and they are really going mm-hmm. to Texas.
Oh, yeah.
And then to our east, Florida, which is always a close state. And there are going to be so many states that are going to be very important, the battleground states in this 2020 election. And I'm still confident that President Trump can win, Bill. It's going to be extremely difficult, but I'm confident the American people will want to continue the progress that we've seen in his first term.
Yeah, how do you
go the radical route of a Elizabeth Warren or a Bernie right. Sanders?
How do you abandon the success of Donald Trump? And I think that's the point of what you're saying here. How do you abandon his success and re-embrace 8 miserable years and maybe even worse under a Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, or God, you know, forbid, Joe Biden presidency? I mean, this is going to be out of control, and I just can't imagine the people doing that knowingly. It could be manipulated in such a way,
right.
And that's what I'm concerned about, is that they're going to cheat, they're going to ballot harvest, they're going to do everything they can, illegal immigrants voting. I mean, it's all justified as far as they're concerned.
And let's not forget, they're going to have the deep state with them, they're going to have the media with them, they're going to have
exactly.
Hollywood with them, they're going to have part of the Republican Party with them, Bill,
sadly.
Really disturbing.
Right.
So
but
it's going to be a challenge.
And your other point, though, Jeff, is the fact that it's more than Donald Trump. Yes, we can reelect Donald Trump, but if we don't give him the House and help him maintain the Senate, we're going to do this dance again that we've been doing for the last 2 years. Resistance, Jerry Nadler impeaching everybody, including, I mean, if the president had a dog, he'd impeach the dog.
Right. I know, he didn't have the team, unfortunately, so he had to pick rhinos for his administration.
Mm-hmm.
Dealing with rhinos in Congress. He's had to do a lot of this really on his own with no help.
Right.
We've been helping him at Talk Radio. Americans have been helping him all over the country, but he didn't have any help up in D.C.
Exactly.
It's been an incredible challenge for this one man to take all of this on. I think he's done very well. We need to give him more support. You're exactly right.
Well, Jeff, your latest commentary, speaking of the age-old narrative, I mean, they just keep cycling over and over again, the mainstream media. I mean, what is it? Is there a blight of creativity on the left? I mean, all they can think about is Russia, 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 and, oh, yes, Russia, Russia, and more Russia.
And they have to fabricate stories now. And even MSNBC had to apologize for this latest debacle with Lawrence O'Donnell, where the story was completely as phony as the Steele dossier. And they are obsessed with it, Bill. They cannot let it go. Despite Mueller finding zero after 2 years and $40 million, they can't let it go.
Exactly.
So I think they see that as a great way to bring down President Trump. They can't hit him for the economy, so they go after him personally, and they're still on this whole Russia narrative, and I think they're going to continue to use it through the election.
Yeah, you know, that figure now, when you count, the hearings and what was done on the House level and the Senate level in total over this Russian ghost-chasing project that they found themselves on and took us through, it's probably totaled over $70 million. I mean, it's a huge number. What a waste. Not to mention the fact that, hey, don't we have the USMCA just sitting there waiting for them to approve so that we can get that trade deal done? And, we got Japan now already saying, hey, look, we're ready to cut a deal. We could start getting these trade situations squared away and things that are so important to the American economy and for local business. But
right.
No, the Democrats who want to lead are just resisting. I guess this is an example of leadership, is just by resisting and doing everything they can to hurt the American people.
They don't want to do anything that could maybe help improve the economy even more and maybe help President Trump win re-election. So I don't think they're going to do anything about these trade deals. It's really an outrage, because it would be extremely beneficial to this country.
Well, the voters need to take note, right, Jeff?
Exactly. And the Democrats are doing nothing but obstructing and harassing Donald Trump. That's all they're doing. So we certainly need to throw them out. And the House needs to go back to the Republican Party.
Well, the power is in the people's hands. That's what Donald Trump said on Inauguration Day. But if the people don't exercise that power, then we'll have more of the same, sadly. So the fate of America is in our hands, but we got to understand it's going to be a fight to the death. You've been talking about a second American Revolution. You know what? It's here now, Jeff. I'm telling you.
Yeah. Yes.
Jeff Cruer, we got to leave it right there, buddy. As always, appreciate being on the show. Thank you so much. Take care.
This is Dan Perkins from Songs and Stories for Soldiers with your Veterans Tip of the Day. Have you noticed that interest rates on home loans have dropped at least 1% in the last 6 months? Did you miss the opportunity to refi your home mortgage the last time interest rates were heading lower? Here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. Get focused and know the facts of your existing mortgage. So go to the safe or the shoebox, wherever you have important papers, and look through it and find your mortgage. Next, look through it and find out these three things. When did you take out the loan? The year. How much did you borrow? The amount. And what is the interest rate? Percentage. Write this down on a sticky and put it on the fridge and start looking at bankrate.com for mortgage interest rate. If the new rate is 1% or more lower than the rate on the fridge, start looking at a refi. Remember, a refi puts money in your pocket. This has been Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no waste of time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. That's 800-590-4930.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
It's what it's come down to, ladies and gentlemen. It's that serious, but it's up to you. This is a government up for by we the people, which means that by its virtue and its implication, it's up to us. We have the government that we elect. So what do you want? Do you want freedom? You want socialism? I mean, that's really what it's come down to, and that's what's on the line here. Candy Cushman is with us right now. She's with Focus on the Family, an education analyst, and every once in a while we're honored to have her on the show, and today is one of those days. Candy, good to have you with us. How are you?
It's great to be with you. Thank you.
Hey, a lot going on, but let's first talk about Bring Your Bible to School Day, which is coming up, what, in just about 3-4 weeks now?
Yeah, it's just around the corner, Thursday, October 3rd. There's going to be more than 500,000 kids going into those schools, taking their personal Bible, mm-hmm. and just having conversations about it with friends.
Now, you know, people here, and you and I have had this discussion before, that they hear a Bible school, separation church and state, you know. Let's clarify this, because people need to be reminded that there is no law that keeps a child from bringing a Bible to school, is there?
Yeah, you know, that's the interesting thing, because they hear things like establishment, separation of church and state, like you said, but the truth is that students have tremendous power for free speech and religious freedom, mm-hmm. because they're not the state. They do not represent the state when they walk into that school as a private individual. So as long as they're not disrupting class, you know, or disrupting instruction time in the school, they have tremendous freedom to just have conversations, take their personal Bible and read it during free time, have prayer during free time, and just talk, you know, start conversations with friends.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it's interesting because, you know, we've got the football season getting underway, and you and I were touching on this just a moment ago, and I think the last thing that Drew Brees wanted to get involved in was controversy. You know, wants to win a Super Bowl, and boy, I'll tell you, in this world that everything can be turned into politics, welcome to the 21st century America, Drew Brees.
Yeah, you know, it's really interesting because, you know, he just had a heart for the kids in this. He just wanted to give a simple shout out to all the kids bringing their Bibles to school, and he did a little simple shout out video just saying, you know, he shared his favorite scripture about living by faith and not by sight, and gave a simple shout-out to all these kids that are living out their faith on a day-to-day basis and bringing their Bible with them. And he said, you know, he wanted them to know they're not alone, that he's also a man of faith. Mm-hmm. That was it. It was really simple.
Right.
And all of a sudden there's this huge outcry and really just an outpouring of hate mongering in an attempt to really just shut down any free speech when it comes to a religious viewpoint.
Well, and again, we remind people boy, by actual evidence here, this is the culture that we live in today. And that, you know, if you are a man, a woman of faith, you better be prepared to defend yourself. Because in this woke society in which we live in today, where, you know, up is down and down is up, right is wrong, wrong is right, it's absolutely insane. And I think that sometimes conservative and people of faith think they need to apologize for that.
Yeah, and ironically, it just provides an even more powerful example of why we need events like Bring Your Bible to School Day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because they're getting these messages that kids see this happening, these efforts to marginalize people of faith. I mean, I'm just thinking just recently the whole thing with Second Lady Karen Pence simply deciding to teach art at a Christian school.
Right.
You know, she came under tremendous fire for that, and the school itself
mm-hmm.
came under fire. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's a Christian school.
Yeah, but no, they would much rather have an LGBTQ representative reading children's stories to kids in public libraries.
Well,
I mean, you know, that's the differential there, right? We got Karen Pence, woman of faith, at a Christian school, and all hell breaks loose. We got somebody over here dressed in God only knows what, and God only knows who they are, and confused, and they're training up our kids. How does that make sense?
Well, that's the interesting thing is you have people that are these opponents to simple free speech when it comes to religious expression. They're a lot of times saying that they want to have that freedom, that they've been bullied, and now they're bullying those with whom they disagree. So why is that they're demanding that freedom, but apparently trying to muzzle some of those who just want to privately espouse a convictional value based in the Bible? So, yeah, there's a glaring irony there.
And it's a little bit of a challenge for people of faith because we're told to love. And we're not saying abandon love. Please do not get us wrong here. I mean, where our heart is, because that is the dynamic tension that we live under, is as Christ followers, we want to example love. But understand that love cuts both ways. Yes, I mean, are you going to, you see somebody you love heading for a cement wall at 500 miles an hour, do you want to step in and say, hey, you might want to take your foot off the gas for just a moment for the sake of love in a fellow human being on the journey of life? Is that love, or is that being mean and bullying people?
Right, true love. Well, let me put it this way. If you go to our website, bringyourbible.org, you'll see that we encourage kids, students, to follow the model that Jesus gives us.
Mm-hmm.
And that is that he did not back away from loving everybody around him, even the people considered outcasts in the society of that day. You see that he gives us a living example of being willing to mm-hmm. you know, reach out to those that it wasn't considered popular to do so, to put his reputation on the line doing that. But and he was willing to die for those people.
Exactly.
But at the same time, he did not back away from sharing truth that could be, you know, bring healing and hope. And that's the model that we set out for students.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with having a conversation and sharing the healing that God's brought in your life, the hope that he has given you. And if people go to that website, they can see lots of videos from the students themselves. And
mm-hmm.
the students are not into these political battles. They just want to talk about the hope God has given them.
Exactly.
We've got a student on there talking about how he lost a parent to a meth addiction, and he only got through that through reading the Bible, and he just wants to talk about that with friends. It's
exactly.
not political to him. So we, you know, why are we trying to muzzle that kind of heart with the next generation?
Well, and as you said earlier, Candy, you know, taking a look at schools, you know, schools turned their back on God a number of years ago. You know, the progressive left has taken over public education. They've gotten rid of, you know, the Ten Commandments. We've got this conflict going on whether or not you can talk about God. It's interesting. You can talk about other religions, but boy, you talk about Almighty God, the one who created the heavens and the earth, and you got major issues. And all hell's breaking loose over this. And since that has happened, look what's happened to the educational system. Look what's happened to our kids. The suicide rate, off the charts. I mean, at every turn, it is not good news. And this is because I believe, I mean, look at the causal effect here. We turn our back on God and look at the downward trend and the trajectory of our culture, and our kids are paying the price. And we can't see that?
Right. It is definitely a wake-up call we need to pay attention to. And I think what's happening right now in states like California is a great example of that. I mean, right at this moment, you have this huge controversy over this really explicit graphic sex education that's basically being forced on the majority of parents and students, regardless of how they feel about it, regardless of whether it aligns with their family values, mm-hmm. whether they feel like that's the best for their kids to have graphic explicit teaching pushed at them. At the same time this is happening, we're looking at this case in California where these two little boys wanted to participate in Bring Your Bible to School Day and were told they couldn't. But they won their right to do that. The whole, because of these two little boys standing up for their rights and their parents standing behind them.
Right.
The whole school, it was in Huntington Beach, mm-hmm. had to change their policy to make it clear that every student is able to distribute information about Bring Your Bible to School Day during free time, that they can share information with a religious perspective. It was made clear. So what's interesting about that is, you know, it's like the Bible, two little boys, 8 and 10-year-old boys trying to share a Bible with their friends is more controversial than this explicit teaching.
Well, what are these educators afraid of, Candy?
Yeah.
I mean, what are they afraid of? Are they afraid of the truth? What's the problem?
Well, they should not be afraid of an 8 and 10-year-old brothers, that's for sure.
Wow. Well, God bless them. And this is what's required today. Not only from 8 and 10-year-olds, 18, 20-year-olds, 30, 40, you know, on up, is that people of faith have got to stand up. And as you say in these testimonies that these young people are sharing at Focus on the Family's website there, is that, you know, I say it's the I was, I am transition. You know, like the blind man, I was blind, but now I see. And that's what it comes down to, that. And it's hard to refute that truth that is so personal. And so what are you going to do? Tell people, well, I'm sorry, you really can't see anymore. You're actually still blind. Really?
Yeah, and I think it's one thing that's empowering, I think, for people of faith is just to realize they can come at it from that position of grace and humility, that we are all equally in need of grace. There is not a hierarchy in our need for that. Every, you know, the one thing we believe as Christians in the Bible is that we all have been impacted
yes.
by the sin part of the human nature. One person is not better than the other, and their need to come to Jesus for that grace, and that's equal for everybody. So when we, you know, when we're talking to people, it's not from a position of pride. So I think that's an important thing to share as we try to equip the next generation to really not be afraid of what's in their heart, to be able to articulate that in the public square and not be ashamed.
Well, we come from the reality of what we were to what we've become by the grace of God. And when you appreciate what God's grace has done for your life, it's humbling and overwhelming. And I don't know how you can be arrogant unless maybe you've discounted God's grace.
Right. So I guess, you know, even though we can look at these attacks that come at Christians as trying to share a viewpoint, I think there's a silver lining to it because, you know, we're all talking about this.
Exactly.
And it reminds us.
Candy, we got to leave it there. She's an educational analyst with Focus on the Family. Candy Cushman.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.